This is Human Rights Watch's daily brief for the 19th of July, 2023. I'm Andrew Strolein. Today's topic, Tunisian Terror and Team Europe. Last week, in my newsletter, I highlighted how Tunisian security forces rounded up Black African migrants and asylum seekers, including children and pregnant women, and abandoned them in the desert. And we looked at how the EU was deepening its anti-migrant cooperation with Tunisia at the same time. New research today reveals disturbing details of both sides of this story, Tunisian abuses and EU support. The new report documents crimes by Tunisian security forces, that includes police, military, National Guard, Coast Guard, against Black Africans, including unlawful arrests, detentions, beatings, torture. The new report also highlights collective expulsions, dangerous actions at sea risking lives, forced evictions, and the simple theft of money and belongings. Security forces also ignore crimes and abuses by Tunisian civilians against Black Africans, including robbery and assault, as well as groundless evictions from homes. This spreading terror has been fueled by Tunisian authorities' openly racist attitudes towards Black Africans, most notably an ugly speech by President Kais Saied in February. In that speech, he linked African migrants to crime and spoke of a conspiracy to change Tunisia's demographics. Saied's racist speech was followed by a surge in hate speech, discrimination, and attacks against Black Africans across Tunisia. Since Saied's speech and the spread of repression and abuses, more than a dozen high-level European officials have made formal visits to the country. The most high-profile have been two joint visits in recent weeks by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte. This trio bill themselves as Team Europe and have met with Saied and to offer him their support, both in word and in deed. And by deed, I mean cash. In June, they announced Brussels would hand the Tunisian government 100 million euros for border management. The team made a second visit a few days ago to shore up this deal. If you have some awareness of history, you'll realize this all sounds a lot like the dirty deals European countries used to make with Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. He also used ugly language against Black Africans, especially when he wanted to pluck the racist string on Europe's political violin. "Tomorrow," he once said, "Europe might no longer be European, and even Black, as there are millions who want to come in." Politicians today try to wrap it all up in the language of, quote, border externalization or, quote, outsourcing. But the message from Europe's authoritarian partners is as simple as ever. Pay me to deal with these unwanted Black people for you. It was disgusting then, and it's disgusting now.